an entire city's drinking water supply shut down by algae. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A toxin produced by a kind of blue-green algae contaminated Toledo's water supply over the weekend. It left 400,000 people without drinking water. Algal blooms like these happen when excess nutrients, mostly phosphorus, run off into Lake Erie from farms and sewage treatment plants. The International Joint Commission is an independent organization that gives advice to the U.S. and Canada on Great Lakes issues. Earlier this year, the IJC put out a report on how to prevent algal blooms. Raj Bajinkawar is the lead scientist on that report. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Algal blooms were a problem in the 60s and 70s, and then they went away. And around the 2000s, they started coming back, and now they're a big problem again. How do we stop these blooms from happening?
We have to stop feeding algae their food, which is phosphorus. We use that extensively in the agricultural land. And Toledo is right on in the ground zero zone for the algae, especially Maumee River watershed, which is the highly intensively agricultural land. And during the spring runoff, you might have noticed this year, last year, and since, last few years, we are seeing a lot of storm water, like storm runoffs in the springtime. So what happens is those storms with the heavy rain washes all this fertilizer on the agricultural land, and end up in Maumee River and then finally in the Lake Erie.
In your report, you recommended aggressive action from both governments.
Mm-hmm.
What's not happening that needs to happen?
There are some really good things are going on like both sides. But, especially one of the key things we heard over and over from the scientific community that, this winter application of manure and the fertilizer when the ground is frozen is a key for triggering the algae blooms. So we are asking straight, outright ban on that practices because it's not a environmental friendly option. So it's not a good practice. So that is one of the key we wanted to see. We asked both Ohio and Michigan to declare waters as impaired. Most of the watersheds in Ohio and Michigan, they are impaired with the nutrient. They have high levels of phosphorus.
So in other words, what you're asking for is for the state governments to step in and declare these waterways that have too much phosphorus as impaired waterways.
Yes.
And then that triggers regulatory actions
yes.
to cut back on the phosphorus.
Yeah. And we think those things are happening slow and they need to happen soon.
Last fall, a state task force in Ohio called for a 40% reduction in all forms of phosphorus going into the lake. What's standing in the way of making that a reality?
It's a very loaded question. Actually, it's not a one bullet solution there. There is no one silver bullet solution, The key solutions I think they needed right now is one is outright ban on wintertime and when the ground is frozen, application of fertilizers as well as manure. Second one is dealing with the increasing events of runoffs, heavy storm events and heavy rain events. We need to work on cities and municipalities need to work on separating the sewer from the stormwater. And third one is treating wastewater effluents, sewage effluents to a maximum level, if there is a room for reducing further before the treated water enters in the rivers.
Raj Bajinkawar is a physical scientist with the International Joint Commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.